愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他曾照自己的大怜悯，借耶稣基督从死里复活，重生了我们，叫我们有活泼的盼望。
Praise be to the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
让我们一起的来用起应的方式宣读以下的经文。我请大家呢，如果你是无论你是用中文都可以，用英文都可以。当我读出这个起应部分的时候呢，你们就做回应，好不好？
So now we're going to read the scriptures, and I'm going to start in Chinese, and then you can answer in Chinese or English.
主的坟墓已空，
基督已复活。
Christ is risen.
哀伤已经停止。
Christ is risen.
暴力、恐惧、死亡已经消除。
Christ is risen.
耶和华有恩惠，有公义，我们的神。
Dear brothers and sisters, welcome to our Easter Sunday worship.
那今天也很特别，也是我们领圣餐的主日。
And today is very special. It's also the Lord's the day for the Lord's Supper.
让我们先来低头，我们先做个祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢赞美你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we praise you.
把我们召聚在这里，一起来向你献上敬拜。
You gather us together here to worship you.
特别今天我们纪念你独生爱子耶稣为我们受死，然后复活的日子。
Especially now we gather together to remember. Your beloved Son Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for us and is risen now.
我们向你献上赞美感谢。
We praise you.
我们也献上感恩。
And we give thanks to you.
求你在此一刻就在我们每个人的心里动工。
We just pray at this moment you work in our heart.
我们或许心中有重担的。
Maybe we have heavy burdens in our hearts.
或许我们有一些忧伤的。
Perhaps we have sorrows.
或许我们有一些不明朗的。
Perhaps we have some uncertainties.
我们此一刻求你帮我们挪去。
At this moment, we just pray that you would take those away.
让我们经历到你赐人那出人意外的平安。
Help us to receive the peace from you.
我们感谢你。
We give you thanks.
祷告祈求是奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
各位弟兄姐妹，我刚才也说了，今天也是圣餐主日。
So brothers and sisters, as I said, today is also the day for us to observe the Lord's Supper.
其实我们每个礼拜天，每个月有一次领受这个圣餐主日呢，其实跟纪念复活节的耶稣呢的意义是相同的。
So in fact, every month we come here to observe the Lord's Supper. The meaning is the same as today that we remember the resurrection of Jesus.
我们在圣餐主日，我们纪念主呢，有什么含义呢
？So during the Last Supper, when we remember Jesus, what is the real meaning of it？
其实，在今天我们复活节去纪念主耶稣呢，也是类似的。
So today, when we remember the resurrection of Jesus, the meaning is the same.
所以我今天就会借用主餐里的含义来解释。我们在复活节里面，耶稣复活对我们的意义。
So today I'd like to explain to you the meaning of the Lord's Supper, so that we can understand the resurrection of Jesus.
但我的目的是希望大家不只是头脑上知道，而是你可以深深感受到耶稣复活对我们的意义是多么的重要。
My hope is that I'm not only to tell you so that you can understand in your head, but also experientially, you actually understand personally.
Yeah, 就是让耶稣的复活在我们的生命里，然后让我们生命里产生一些的改变。
So that the resurrection of Jesus actually make a difference in our lives.
刚才我们已经读了这段经文，而且是我们每个月都会有一次读的那段经文的，就哥林多前书，所以我现在就不读了。
So we just read the scripture that we actually read every month when before we took the Lord's Supper. So I'm not going to repeat it today.
但我会仔细跟你们分享里面的三个方面的一个含义哈。
But I'm going to explain to you at least there are three meanings from that passage.
首先呢，当我们领受主餐礼的时候呢，第一层的意义呢是跟过去有关的。
So the first meaning of the Lord's Supper has to do something with the past.
耶稣要我们借着这个主餐礼呢，回顾。过去的
Jesus wanted us to think about something in the past through the Lord's Supper.
你知道小朋友呢是不年轻人是不大会想过去。
So as you know, young people they probably don't think about the past too much.
我们年纪越来越老的人呢，就开始会回想过去。
When we are getting older, we have more memories of the past.
而且喜欢说想当年。
And we always want to say, okay, back in the days.
那耶稣呢是想我们回顾过去。
Jesus wanted us to think about the past.
我刚才看到 Bob 在这里。
So.
我要讲讲笑话。昨天呢，
okay.
我在跟我们女儿聊天哈。
So now I'm seeing Bobby here. So yesterday we
were Troy-Ann.
Yeah, we were talking to yeah. our daughter about yeah. Bobby.
你看 Bobby 现在长得那么高。
So Bobby is now a full-grown man.
我认识他的时候他是小小的。
So when I saw him, he's like just this big.
而且他跑路的时候像日本卡通那个小孩子跑路。
So the way that he walked was very funny. It's just like a cartoon from those Japanese cartoons.
Yeah, 然后跑到你面前就跪在地上。
And then when he came before us, and then he just knelt down.
然后昨天就跟我女儿他们说，就说哎呀，你看长得多快。
So yesterday, I just thinking about, oh my goodness, Bobby's now so tall and all full grown.
这就是想当年。
So now we're just thinking about the past.
所以耶稣要我们想当年，想什么呢？
So Jesus wanted us to think about the past. What exactly does he want us to think about?
就是在二十四节的后半节，他说：“你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我。”
So in verse 24, it says, "Do this in remembrance of me."
在这里的我指的是耶稣。
So here it means Jesus.
纪念呢，就是持续不断在我们的脑海里面去想到一些东西的意思。
So in remembrance, this is a continuous action.
所以在主餐里的时候，耶稣其实就是希望我们聚在一起，回顾过去他对我们所施过的一切恩惠。
So during the Lord's Supper, what Jesus wants us to do is to gather together and think about in the past what Jesus has been doing for us.
那主餐里怎样可以让我们去回顾耶稣对我们的恩惠呢？
How can the Lord's Supper help us to remember the grace of God in our lives?
让我尝试用个例子来解释给大家听哈。
So let me try to use an illustration here.
因为我们今天有很多的发明是可以帮我们把人生的片段保留下来的。
So today there are many inventions to help us to remember some of the things that happened in the past.
比如说摄影机啦。
So for example, cameras.
录像机啦。
Video cameras.
然后留声机啦。
Audio machines.
现在全部都在手机里面都有了。
So everything is in our phone now.
那这些工具能够帮助我们把一些珍贵的片段把它捕捉下来。
So all this equipment can help us to capture those precious moments.
当某一段时间过去之后呢，我们想回顾这些事情的时候。
So after a while, when we try to remember those things,
我们就会把它们重播拿出来看。
We'll try to replay those moments.
当我们听啊，或者在看这些片段重播在我们面前的时候。
When we listen to or when we see these themes.
我们就好像回到以前的日子。
It's kind of brought us back to those days.
你可以回顾你以前结婚那一天多甜蜜。
So you can remember how sweet was it on your wedding day.
你可以回去看，你太太当时还长得挺不错。
So you can think about, okay, back in the days, my bride was so pretty.
我先生的肚子还没凸起来。
And my husband, he was so slim.
我们可以重温孩子最可爱的时候的那个样子。
And we can remember the cutest moment of our child.
那时候叫他做什么就做什么，现在就不听话了。
So whatever we ask them to do at the time, they will listen, but not anymore.
同样我们可以回顾去一些我们过去四散天涯的同学啊朋友。
And we can also remember all those friends and families now scattered around the world.
我有一次回到 Edmonton。
So one time when I went back to Edmonton,
我妈就保存了很多我以前的照片。
So my mom kept a lot of my old pictures.
然后一打开。
So when I opened up the album,
然后发现七十年代。
So I saw the 70s.
七十年代穿什么裤子
？70s pictures and what kind of pants do we wear?
喇叭裤。
Wear those wide pants.
喇叭裤，然后长头发。
And then long hair.
我当时头发长的，校长叫我。 经常去见校长的。
So back then I got long hairs and then I got calls from the principal to the principal's office a few times.
然后看到跟同学一起去海滩玩的那种照片。
So I saw some of the pictures. I went to the beach with my classmates.
然后就好像回到以前的样子。
Kind of brought me back to those days.
好像听到那耶稣婆沙的声音。
I can listen to those palm trees.
然后海水的味道，海水有味道的。
And I can smell the scent of the ocean.
当我们听或者去看这些片段的时候，
when we listen to those moments or see those pictures,
我们的思维就回到去以前。
Our mind, our brain goes back to the past.
所以主餐礼就有这个含义，对不对？
So the meaning of the Last Supper is the same.
当我们去拿起这个杯，拿起这个饼的时候，我们就想起耶稣当年跟门徒在一起做这件事情。
When we take the cup and take the bread, it brought us back to those moments.
所以，如果我们顺服耶稣的吩咐，拿起饼来吃了，拿起杯来喝了。
So if we obey Jesus' command to take the cup, and the bread,
所代表的就是这个杯，所代表就是耶稣为我们流出来的血，对不对
？The blood symbolizes the blood that Jesus shed for us.
那个饼代表耶稣在十字架上为我们被掰开的身体。
And the bread represents the body that Jesus was broken for us on the cross.
所以当我们在这样做的时候，我们就回想起2000年前，耶稣为我们做的这些事情。
So when we observe the Lord's Supper, it brought us back to 2000 years ago how Jesus died for us on the cross.
所以耶稣要我们回顾他对我们的恩典。
So Jesus wanted us to remember His grace to us.
弟兄姐妹。到底你知不知道耶稣曾经为你做过什么事情
？Brothers and sisters, do you know what exactly Jesus did for you?
你看这个饼，这个杯就知道了。
When you take a look at the bread,
当然我们今天的饼很漂亮哈，圆圆的。
So today the bread is very perfectly made.
我们的杯子也很不错哈。
And the bowl is perfectly made as well. The cup is perfectly made as well.
然后那。但是这个饼，你知道，代表的就是耶稣的身体当时被掰开。
So the bread represents the body that Jesus was broken for us.
那杯所代表的里面盛的是耶稣为我们流出来的血。
So the cup is the blood that Jesus shed for us.
他要我们回顾他曾经为我们在十字架上做过这些事情。
So he wanted us to remember what he has done for us on the cross.
如果你真的是对耶稣这个为我们的牺牲有体会。
So if you really want to experience what Jesus did for you,
你是永远忘不了他的。
You will not forget about him.
因为他是你的救命恩人。
Because he's your savior.
我以前看过一个小故事。
I learned a small story before.
其实是个真事来的。
It's actually a real event.
就说在二次世界大战这个欧洲战场上，差不多接近尾声的时候。
So during the Second World War, it's near the end of the war.
那在1944年的八月份。
In August of 1944.
在法国有一个小村庄。
So there's a small village in France.
这个有一个15岁的小男孩跟其他的村民都被抓了起来。
There was a little boy, 15 year old, and along with all the other people in the village, have been captured by the soldiers.
然后这些德国士兵呢，准备撤退，但撤退之前想把他们全杀光了。
So the German soldiers, they are trying to retreat, but before they do that, they try to execute all the people in that village.
然后这个小男孩跟其他村民都觉得很无辜，为什么无端端要把我们杀掉？
So this 15-year-old boy and all the people in the village felt that they are very innocent, and but now all of a sudden they are facing the execution.
所以他们就感觉很无助。
So they find themselves very helpless.
所以他们就被带到这个一个墙壁边。
So they were brought to against the wall.
然后这些士兵就准备提起枪来要把他们。
So the soldiers trying to getting ready to execute them.
然后你知道人在死之前呢，脑子里面是很活跃的。其实。
So you know before someone is going to die.
这小男孩就想起，哎呀，自己的过去，在多快乐的玩耍。
Yeah, a lot of memories will come back to you, and then this 15-year-old boy thought about all those happy memories in his 15 years of life.
然后他想的很开心的事情，然后突然间醒悟过来，这些所有都会中断。
So all of a sudden he woke up. I mean, you know, all these things will come to an end.
然后他发现死亡就要笼罩 来到他身上的时候。
So he sees that death is coming towards him.
然后他甚至在想，这个子弹打到自己身体的时候是什么感觉
？So he's thinking about, okay, when the bullet goes through my body, how does it feel like?
然后越想越害怕，他就闭起眼睛在发抖。
So the more he thinks about this, the more scared he was, and then he just closed his eyes.
然后就准备死的那一刻。
So he's just getting ready to die.
就在这个时候，突然间听到远处传来枪声。
So all of a sudden, there are some gunfires coming from afar.
然后他就打开眼睛一看。
So he opened his eyes.
发现这些要开枪打他们的这些士兵全部突然间就跑掉了。
He found out that all these soldiers disappear.
然后就逃离这个村子。
And then they fled the village.
然后这个小男孩跟村民就幸免遇难，所以他们很开心。
So the villagers and the people in the village and the little boy was overjoyed.
后来他们发现是什么原因呢？原来在远处有当时呢，在附近原来有一对盟军，就当时是美国的军人已经来到那个区。
So what they found out was that there was a small division of the U.S. Army coming close to the village.
然后他们就是本来不是打来这里的，就因为听到这里有难了，这些村民可能会被枪杀，所以他们就赶过来。
They were not supposed to come to this village, but they heard about someone they were in danger, so they come all the way to this village.
所以在最危机的那一刻，他们来到就把这个小男孩跟村民全部救了起来。
So they just arrive in time before the very dangerous moment for this people in the village and this little boy.
然后几十年后呢，在1990年。
So many years after, in 1990.
同一个村里。
In the same village.
那个村的村长。
The chief of the village.
他发起一个运动。
So he started a campaign.
他千辛万苦的要把这个当年来拯救了这个村的这位美军的这些军人找回来。
He put in a lot of effort trying to find out the person who rescued the village.
他就找到当时的那位队长叫 Harris.
And he found the captain who was the captain of the U.S. Army called Harris.
然后就把他邀请回来这个村子。
So he invited Harris to come back to the village.
然后在村子的中心来表扬这位 Harris 队长对他们的恩惠。
So in the center of the village, he acknowledged this person Harris.
Harris 已经很老了。
So Harris was very old by then.
但是很开心来到这个村子。
But he's very happy to be with these people in the village.
村子里的人也很开心。
And then the whole village was very happy as well.
特别是那位村长特别感动。
Especially the chief was very moved.
你知道那村长是谁吗？
Do you know who was that chief of the village?
他就是那个当年十五岁的那个小男孩。
He was the 15-year-old boy back then.
他做了村长之后，他就是千方百计的，就要把这个当年救了他的人把他找回来。
So after he became the chief of the village, he tried very hard to find this person who rescued the village.
并且要亲自向他道谢。
And he really want to personally thank this person.
那弟兄姐妹，你要知道
，Brothers and sisters，
要忘记你的救命恩人是一件很不容易的事情。
To forget about your savior is not an easy thing.
最小男孩永远都不能忘记他的救命恩人。
This little boy can never forget about his savior.
所以几十年来他都不能忘怀。
So even after decades, he couldn't forget about his savior.
同样，我们又怎能忘记我们的？救命恩人耶稣呢？
Likewise, how can we forget about our Savior Jesus Christ?
耶稣以自己的命换取了我们的生命。
Jesus used his life to exchange for our life.
所以我们要纪念他。
So today we have to remember him.
不但是在复活节那一天我们纪念他。
Not only to remember him on the Easter.
不但是在主餐礼的那一天我们纪念他。
Not only to remember him only at the Lord's Supper.
而是时时刻刻我们去纪念他。
But it's every day, every moment we have to remember him.
但可能是担心我们会忘了他吧。
So perhaps he worried that we'll forget about him.
所以就让我们有这个每次聚会的时候有这个主餐礼。
So he commanded us to have this Lord's Supper.
所以你要知道耶稣的苦心。
So you have to understand why Jesus started the Lord's Supper.
他就是希望我们回顾他对我们的恩典。
He wanted us to remember the grace that he had for us.
当你能够回顾他的恩典，做一个感恩的人的时候
，So if you can remember the grace that he had for you in the past,
他对你我今天行事为人是很不一样的。
Will help you and change you the way that we live.
你可知道你是从死里活过来的人
？So you need to know that you are the one that who come to life from the dead.
我记得呀，我最近在我的真理班里面讲过一个小故事哈。
So I remember in my Sunday school class, I told them a story.
所以我真理班的学生要再听多一次。
So if you are in my class, you have to listen to this one more time.
我在1979年的时候呢。
So in 1979,
我跟我学校的一群同学呢，我们就去了这个东马来西亚的沙巴州呢，去爬东南亚最高山。
So we went to climb the mountain in the highest mountain in East Malaysia.
上山不难呐。
So going up the mountain is not that difficult.
其实七山容易哈。
So going up is easier.
七水难。
It's more dangerous in the water than the mountain.
因为我那天爬完山之后呢，我到了东南亚最高点，然后当天下午呢，我们就去了一个度假村。
So after climbing that mountain, we went to a resort area.
我记得去到的时候大概是早上的时候，因为我们是四点钟爬山，然后下来。
So by the time we arrived there, it's in the morning.
然后那个村呢，其实是一个温泉区。
So so in that village, what is it?
温泉就是一个 hot spring.
Oh, hot spring. Okay, so it's hot spring in the,
那,
the village.
然后有一个很大的游泳池。
So there's a big swimming pool.
我们去到的时候已经是太阳很晒了。
So it was a sunny day.
然后所以同学们都走去游泳。
So all the classmates went to swim.
我是不会游泳的。
But I don't know how to swim.
所以我就怕现丑。
So I'm just a little bit scared.
我就去泡温泉。
So I just went to the hot spring.
但整个温泉只有我一个人泡。
But there was only me who was in the hot
spring. 因为那时候的温度是很高的，
所以
泡温泉没什么用。
So there's no one in the hot spring when it was so hot.
大家都去游泳池。
So everyone went to the swimming pool.
我就觉得很丢脸，我不会游泳。
So I feel very ashamed of myself.
所以后来我们就，后来他们让我们吃午饭了，它是一个营地来的，所以我们就一起吃午饭。
So it was a resort, right? So we went to for lunch.
那营地呢，到那个游泳池跟温泉的地方，大概要五分钟的路走路。
So it takes about 5 minutes to walk from the hot spring to cafeteria.
然后一吃完东吃完饭之后呢
？So after lunch,
我就立刻走到去，我想自己学游泳。
So I wanted to learn swimming by myself.
然后我当时很笨的。
So I was a little bit foolish.
我不知道游泳池呢由浅到深。
I didn't know that the swimming pool actually.
我也不会看。
So there's a deep end and then there's a shallow end.
我看他们玩水玩得很开心，我说我应该跳下去没问题。
So when I saw everyone was playing in the water so happily, so I just dive into the water.
而且好选不选呢，居然挑了十尺的那个地方跳下去。
So I dive into a deep end.
因为我一跳下去，我发现我的腿是不搭地的。
And I realized I cannot reach the ground.
然后我又不会游泳，我基本上我是在自杀，你知道吗
？And I couldn't swim. I'm just killing myself.
我就挣扎。
So I was struggling in the water.
我记得我在挣扎的时候，我头突然间吐了出来。
So as I was struggling, I tried to lift my head up.
然后我又掉下去。
So and then I drowned.
我就一直在喝水。
Then I was keep drinking water.
在喝水的时候呢，我的脑子就开始。
As I was drinking water, and then all the past kind of coming back to me.
你知道那个是什么感觉呢？就是像幻灯一样。
So do you know how it feels like? It's kind of like you are watching a movie or video.
我从来那些小时候小，甚至是一岁、两岁、三岁那全部忘掉的东西，全部突然间出
现。So all the things that I thought I forgot about already, like even like when I was a toddler, it came back to me.
而且是彩色的。
And the flash.Back came back in
有点像照片
colors. It's kind of like pictures.
很清楚出现
It's very clear.
很快的
And then it's very quick.
很快但你记得每一张但是速度很快
It's like pictures after pictures and it's very
然后就在那里然后突然间我就想我完蛋了
So all of a sudden I'm thinking, okay, I'm done.
然后我说我死定了
I'm going to die.
我妈妈会哭了
And then my mom is going to cry.
他们会发现就是尸体在这里
And then they're going to find out my body will be here.
然后报纸会登这个傻瓜死在游泳池里然后尸体要怎么坐飞机运回去文莱
？And then this stupid person is dying in the pool, and then they have to find a way to put me back to Brunei.
然后我就放弃，不挣扎了。
And then I gave up, and I'm not going to struggle anymore.
我知道我死定了。
And I think I'm going to die.
就在这个时候。
And at that moment,
有个人跳下去。
Someone jumped into the water.
把我救起来。
And then he rescued me.
是我的一位同学。
It's one of my classmates.
你要事情就是那么奇妙。
So things are just so miraculous.
那时是十二点。
It was 12 noon.
大太阳。
It's very sunny.
他跟另外一个人。
He and another person.
两个男人在聊天。
So there are two guys walking around.
散步走到游泳池旁。
Two guys walking along the swimming pool.
不早不迟。
So not a minute earlier, not a minute later.
就是我要死的时候。
It's about the time that I'm going to die.
他看到我。
And then he saw me.
然后他会游泳。
And he knows how to swim.
然后他跳起把我救起来。
He jumped and rescued me.
我跟你说。
I'm telling you.
他是我的救命恩人。
He's my savior. He's my rescuer.
其实我后来在想，其实他是我的救命恩人，是上帝。
So I know that my biggest savior is my Lord Jesus.
是他带了他来救了我。
But Jesus brought this guy to help me.
因为我现在有时候回想我的一身冷汗。
So sometimes when I reflect back my life.
因为我想来想去都不可能会有一个两个男人呢，两个男生呢会十二点钟大太阳底下散步不打伞。
So yeah, so it's hard for me to imagine there are two guys like under such a sunny day walk around just chatting around the swimming pool.
因为在整个营地有很多更优美的地方，
可以
遮阴的地方。
So in the whole resort area, there are shades. There are a lot more area that they can just walk around and chat.
他就是来到那里。
But they came to the pool.
所以当你经有这种经历之后。
So when you had that kind of experience,
你对生命的看法是不一样的。
The way that you look at life is different.
你知道你已经死过一次了。
You know that you have died once.
然后你有第二次的机会了。
Now you have a second chance.
当你回顾过去的时候。
When you think back the past,
你就会对今天会有更加的这种珍惜。
You're going to treasure today much more.
你会更珍惜你身边的每一个人。
You're going to treasure everyone around you.
你可以珍惜你想你该做的事情。
You're going to treasure everything that you can do now.
所以主餐礼的第一层意义就是让我们回顾过去耶稣对我们的恩典。
So the first aspect or meaning of the Lord's Supper is to help us to remember the past.
现在让我们来看第二层意义。
So let's take a look at the second meaning of the Lord's Supper.
是跟现在有关的。
It has to do with the present.
其实圣餐礼跟这个复活节其实都是有异曲同工之妙。
So the Lord's Supper and then Easter had the same meaning.
就是让我们今天我们就可以来到耶稣的面前，支取到耶稣给我们的恩典。
So today we can come before the Lord to receive the grace from Him.
不但是过去，而是现在。
Not only the past, but today.
二十四节是这样说的。
So in verse 24 it says,
你们应当如此行。
Do this.
这一句话并不是一个一次的动作。
So do this in remembrance of me is not a one-time action.
它是一个不断进行的一个文法。
It's a continuous tense.
所以这是或者可以这样翻译：你们应当继续不断的去行。
Or we can translate into this is something that you have to do it ongoing continuously.
换句话说，耶稣的意思就是不论什么时候。
In other words, Jesus is saying that no matter when and where,
当我们众人相聚在一起的时候，
when we gather together,
我们借着这个主餐礼的仪式，
we, through this Lord's Supper,
我们不断地去纪念耶稣，
we continuously to remember,
不但是继续纪念他过去的恩典，
not only to remember the grace that we received from him in the past,
其实他提醒我们，其实今天
But also remind us, even today,
我们是可以不断向主去支取恩惠的。
We can continue to receive and claim the grace that Jesus has for us.
弟兄姐妹，你相不相信今天耶稣仍然向你施恩典？
Brothers and sisters, do you believe that even today Jesus is going to continue to give grace to you?
以前有一个从基督教演变出来的一个支派。
So in the past, there was one division coming out from the Christian religion.
他们也相信神。
And they also believe in Jesus.
但是他们认为神现在已经走掉了。
But they believe that God is now gone.
你祷告没用的。
They don't believe in prayers.
他不会听你的。
God is not going to listen to
you. 所以你要自己靠自己。
So you have to be on your own and trust yourself.
我们所信的不是这一种。
What we believe in is not the same.
我们所信的是他今天仍然在，可以向我们施恩惠的。
We believe that Jesus is still here today.
耶稣要我们每时每刻都记得，这个他的恩典已经预备好了。
So Jesus wanted us to remember, anytime Jesus is still here with us.
所以希望今天在复活节这一天。
So we hope that on the day of Easter,
也刚好是圣餐主日,
and also on the day of the Lord's Supper,
我们来到主的面前去支取他的恩典。
We come before the Lord's table to receive his grace.
我讲一个小见证给你们听。
So I'm going to share with you a testimony.
也是个真事。
It's also a real life example.
在美国很多大学呢都是在这些小城市里面的，我们叫他们大学城。
So in the States, there's a lot of like college towns, small cities.
然后在有一个大学城的大学旁边有一个小教堂。
So there's a small church in a college town.
在一个礼拜天的主日崇拜呢，牧师就上去讲道。
So one Sunday, the pastor come forward the pulpit and preach.
但你知道，在这些教堂里面都是一些大学生为主。
So you know, in this small churches is mostly university students.
但这些大学生说是基督徒，但是生活有时候挺糜烂的。
So even though they are university students, they claim they are Christians, but their lifestyle is does not reflect that.
即使是到教会去的这些学生，有些是其实就是平时做了不该做的事情再去崇拜。
So even though all these university students coming to the church, but sometimes they even live a sinful lifestyle.
那天呢，刚好又是圣餐主日，所以牧师呢就讲到什么是罪的问题。
So it so happened to be the day to observe the Lord's Supper. So the pastor talk about sin.
一开始呢就挺闷的。
So at the beginning is very boring.
他就推论什么是罪。
So he tried to kind of reason what is sin.
这位牧师很厉害，就像一个律师一样哈。
So the pastor is kind of like a lawyer.
一个论点借着一个论点，然后很有技巧的推论出什么是罪来。
So point after point and trying to connect the dots and see, okay, what is sin?
但你要知道，会众里面就有些人就开始怎样，开始打瞌睡了。
So the audience, the congregation started to fall into asleep.
就像我现在在讲的时候，有些人开始打瞌睡。
It's like what's happening now?
那然后有些人有一些比较清醒的，他就在脑子里面就跟他辩论。
So some of them are still quite alert, and so in their mind they're trying to reason with the pastor.
你们也试过的哈，听牧师上面在讲，我脑子就跟他好像不大
对。So perhaps you have done that before. So when the pastor was preaching, in your mind you're trying to reason with the pastor's logic.
那有些人呢，就是没有专心听，就是东张西望，看女孩子。
So some people they're not paying attention, just look around and look at the girls.
突然这个牧师一改内容。
So all of a sudden, the pastor changed subject a little bit.
他不是推论这个理论上什么的罪了。
So he's not trying to reason what is sin anymore.
他突然间就很具体地说出什么是罪。
So he tried to be very concrete and give concrete examples of what is sin.
比如说他说你偷懒啦。
So for example, you are lazy.
抄功课啦。
You are cheating in your homework.
搞男女关系啦。
So having immoral sexual relationships.
花天酒地啊。
So, alcohol.
不听神的话啊。
And not listening to God.
不孝敬父母啊。
Not obeying your parents.
他一讲，一大串大大小小全部都给他讲了。
So he go off all the sins one by one and go through the whole list.
然后他又非常有技巧，这些罪不论大小呢，都讲出来呢，都觉得很严重。
So he's very skillful. No matter how big or small the sin, the way that he talk about it, it makes.Every single sin is very a serious sin.
然后会众里面那些听的人呢，就开始有点听得很不安哈。
So all these people in the congregation is getting a little bit restless.
然后他们就低下头来。
So they bow their head.
然后心想，快点结束好了。
So hoping that it will be over soon.
因为很多人都被他讲中了。
Because a lot of people kind of, you know, they thinking, okay, this is
my sin. 然后牧师讲完了这些大大小小所有的罪之后呢，突然间就停了下来。
So after he went through the whole list of sin, he stopped.
然后大家。松了一口气。
And everyone kind of signed a breath of relief.
然后他又讲了。
And then he start all over again.
又讲重复刚才那些具体的罪。
And then he repeated all the sins one and one and one by one again.
偷懒啦。
Laziness.
抄功课啦。
And then cheating in your homework.
又重新再来一次。
Okay, immoral sexual relationships.
然后大家这时候心里更沉重了。
So everyone's heart is very, very heavy.
然后他不断地说。 如果你这样这样做，你就犯了什么什么什么罪。
So and then he goes on to say, okay, if you do this and that, then you committed this kind of sin.
你如果做了做这个这个事情，你就犯了什么什么罪。
So if you commit do this, then you're committing this kind of sin.
我跟你说，这个是第二次讲啊，大家已经觉得自己是个十恶不赦的大罪人。
So because this is the second round, so they all felt like, okay, I'm a big sinner.
然后第二人讲完之后，他停了。
So after the second round, he stopped.
然后又开始。
And then he started
all over again. 又来第三次。
And then he started the third round.
哦，讲，同样的东西。
And he went on to say the same thing again.
然后呢，大家就感觉这个罪，但把他们压死了。
So they are all thinking about all these things are kind of like crushing onto them.
然后他又停了。
And then he stopped.
然后大家这个时候想，第四次他可能又来了。
So everyone was expecting the fourth round.
那你知道他下一句是什么吗？
But you know what he's going to say next?
如果你这样这样做，你就是犯了什么什么罪，你就是位有罪的人。
So he said, if you do this and that, you have committed this sin, then you are a sinner.
那我要告诉你，你就是最需要来到主餐桌前的人。
But I'm telling you, you need to come to the table.
因为耶稣的身体被掰开。
Because the body of Christ has been broken.
耶稣的血被洒。
And his blood has been shed.
就是因为你这样的人。
It's because of you.
然后他只做这个
So he pointed at the table of the Lord's Supper.
如果你是一位罪人
So if you are a sinner,
你就需要来到这桌前
You need to come to the Lord's Supper, the Lord's
table. 因为耶稣的身体为你的罪舍了
Because the body of Christ has been broken for you.
他的血为你流了
And his blood has shed for you.
这桌子所代表的就是恩典
So this table represents grace.
你如果越觉得自己不配
The more you think you are not deserved,
你就越需要来到这个桌前。
The more you need to come to the table.
因为这个桌子代表的是耶稣的爱和恩典。
Because this table represents the love and the grace of Jesus.
这个桌子是为蒙恩的罪人预备的。
So this table is for those undeserving people, sinners.
只要你愿意来到主的面前认罪悔改。
So long as you are willing to come to repent your sins.
你所有的罪都会被除掉。
All your sins will be forgiven.
你就能够来到这个桌前。
You can come to the table.
今天你就可以领受主的恩典。
Today you can receive the grace of God.
那描述这个故事的呢，是当时参加这个聚会的一个学生。
So the guy who were one of them, the congregation, at the time, can talk about this story.
然后他说他当时的感觉是什么呢
？And he said the way that he felt at the time was.
牧师在重复了三次讲罪的时候。
So when the pastor went through the sin, the list of sins three times.
他感觉牧师已经是把他推到深坑里面去，要叫推下去。
He felt like the pastor is kind of like pushing him to the edge of the cliff.
就在他要倒下去的时候，他突然间伸出手。
And then when he almost fell off the cliff, and then he felt like there's a hand holding him back.
把他拉了起来。
And I'm holding him back to.
他说那一天他是怎么领主餐的呢
？So today, how on that day, how did he observe the Lord's Supper?
他是冲到座前。
He was dashing to the Lord's Supper table.
带着泪水。
He was tears in his eyes.
充满感恩。
With a thankful heart.
迫不及待地把这个饼跟杯呢，是放到自己的口里。
So anxiously to receive the cup and the bread.
就好像要把主的恩典全部吞到肚子里去。
It's like he just want to swallow the grace of Jesus in his body.
在那一天，很多的学生们。
So on that day, many students.
他们领悟了主餐礼的意义是什么
？They understand what does it mean to come to the table.
复活节也好，主餐礼也好。
So brothers and sisters, no matter it's Easter or the Lord's Supper,
它代表的就是耶稣的恩典。
It represents the grace of Jesus.
今天在这里等着你。
Today is waiting for you.
等着你来去领受。
So it's waiting for you to receive.
他已经给你了。
So God has prepared this for you.
你是不是带着很多罪担呢
？Are you carrying loads of burden of sin?
如果有的话，你应该来到他的面前。
If so, please come to the table.
你是否觉得自己不配来到主的面前呢
？Do you think that you don't deserve this?
如果是的话，你就是最需要来到他面前的人。
If yes, that means all the more you need to come to the table.
如果你是觉得你今天神，你还会不会爱我呢？
So if today you have any doubts whether God still loves you,
你就是神最爱的那个人。
You are the God, the one that God loved most.
主餐礼的第一个意义就是回顾过去。
The first meaning of the Lord's Supper is to remember the past.
第二个 层面的意义就是今天。
The second meaning is about the present.
大家很聪明。
So I know you're very smart.
第三个是什么？
So you can figure out what is the third one, the third meaning.
未来。
It's the future.
Okay. 在二十六节他说，你们每逢吃这饼喝这杯，是表明主的使，只等到他来。
So in verse 26 it says, for whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
只等到他来，提醒我们有一天耶稣会再来。
Until he comes, that reminds us that he will come again.
当我们守主餐里，总是带着一个盼望的心去领受的。
So every time when we come to the table, we come with a heart of expectation.
我们一直纪念他到什么时候呢？
So how much longer are we going to remember him?
直到他来的那一天。
Until he comes.
他来了之后，我们还纪念他吗？
After he comes, do we still remember him?
不用了。
There's no need.
因为已经看到了。
Because you're going to see him face to face.
你今天跟你的女朋友分开两地。
So today, if you are separated from your girlfriend,
天天微信,
so every day you just WeChat her,
Skype,
you Skype her,
等她回来还微不微信?
But when she comes back, do you still use WeChat?
当然现在很多人喜欢你面对面的微信了, 我看过这种。
But today I know many of you just like to use WeChat even though you're face to face with each other.
但理论上就不需要了。
But technically you don't need it.
因为你已经看到她了嘛。
Because you're seeing that person.
对不对？所以就有点像以前我看那些电影哈，那些二战的电影，说到这些士兵去到战场上。
So when I see the old movies about the Second World War and the soldiers went to the battlefield，
在枪林弹雨中，突然间会拿起自己的女朋友啊、妻子的照片看哈。
So in all these gunfires and wars and people just took out the pictures to see their families and girlfriends。
Yeah， 或者看儿女的照片、啊。
Or children's pictures。
或者看爸妈的照片、啊。
Or family's pictures。
怀念他们
，and
对不对
so kind of remembering their families.
等到战争结束了，他回来回到家。
So after the war, when they come back to their hometowns,
这些照片还要不要？当然要。
Do you still need those pictures? You probably need the pictures.
但会不会经常拿来看
？But do you still need to keep on looking at the pictures?
会了，现在看到面前这个更好。
So is it better to look at the real person instead of the pictures?
所以同样，主餐礼对我们的意义就是因为。他帮助我们回顾过去。
So similarly, the Lord's Supper helps us to remember the past.
他对我们的今天有一个提醒。
And reminds me, reminds us today.
但你知道，今天这个也是提醒我们将来有一天。
But also reminds us the future.
我们会去到耶稣面前。
So one day we're going to see Jesus face to face.
我们跟他在面对面。
So we're going to see him face to face.
所以他是有一个未来的层面在里头。
So there's a future aspect of it.
所以他不只给我们有一个感恩的生活。
So not only help us to live in a, with a thankful heart.
他给我们今天能够领受恩典。
But also help us to receive grace today.
他还提醒我们我们有一个盼望。
But also reminds us there's a hope in the future.
曾经听过呢有一个人到欧洲去旅行。
So I heard there's someone who went to Europe.
为了让自己能够去看他喜欢的地方，他选择自由行。
So in order to be able to be more flexible, he decided not to join any tour but travel by himself.
然后他从一个地方走到另外地方，有一天去到这个阿尔卑斯山脉的一个小村庄。
So he traveled from place to place, and then one day he reached the Alps mountain ranges in Europe.
然后他就跟当地的那个小村庄村民闲聊的时候呢，大家跟他说。
So when he was chatting with someone in the village,
如果你从这条小路上山
，So someone told him that if you follow this path to go up to the mountain,
然后你到山顶看日出，你会看到整个欧洲最美丽的日出。
And if you go to the top of the mountain and then look over the Europe, you will see the most beautiful sunrise in the world.
他被他讲的心动呢，他就决定要试一下。
So after hearing that, so he really wanted to try.
然后第二天一大早，天还没亮，他就沿着小路上山。
So next day, even before sunrise, so he tried to walk up the path.
几个小时后，终于到了山顶。
So after a few hours, he arrived at the top of the mountain.
可是他很失望。
But he was very disappointed.
为什么？因为那天雾很大。
Why? Because it was a foggy day.
然后太阳出来了。
So sunrise.
但看不到日出。
But he couldn't see the sunrise actually.
哪里美？
So he said, okay, so I can't see anything.
雾茫茫一片。
So it's very foggy.
所以 他就下山。
So he came back down.
但他心有不甘。
So he's so he he didn't want to settle for that.
所以第二天一大早又上山去，哈，又走了几个小时。
So the next day, early in the morning, he walked up the mountain again.
然后又是很大雾。
And it was another foggy day.
然后看不到日出。
And he couldn't see the sunrise.
他比之前更失望。
So he's even more disappointed.
然后第三天又上去。
The third day.
这样连续做了七天。
So he did that for 7 days.
都是大雾。
And every day it was very foggy.
白白的单言了这么多时间在这里。
So he wasted a lot of time there.
但想想心有不甘。
So he's still not settled.
第八天他就一大早又上山走了几个小时。
So on the eighth day he tried again and then he walked up the mountain.
这一次一上山一看雾消散了。
So today when he walked up there,That's no fault.
日头一出来
When the sun rises,
美丽柔和的阳光投射在山谷之间
The gentle beams of the sunshine was everywhere.
就像人间仙境一样
It's like heaven on earth.
看哇陶醉啊
So he was like amazed.
他说此景只应天上有
So this must be heaven.
然后他就留在山上很久很久
So he stayed there for a long time.
才依依不舍地下山
And then he came back.
看完了吗？准备走了吧
So after that, time to go.
但想想，哇，太好看了
So he's thinking, okay, so I really want to go back.
我还再上去一次
I'm going to go back one more time.
所以第九天他又上去
On the ninth day, he went back up again.
走了好几个小时上到山上去
So after a few hours, you went back to the top of the mountain.
又是一片大雾。
And then another foggy day.
很失望。
Very disappointed.
但很奇怪。
But.
他发现。
But he realized.
他的失望没有之前那没有看到日出之前的那些失望那么严重。
But his disappointment is not as much as the before he actually saw the sunrise.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为他昨天已经看过了。
Because he saw it yesterday.
今天虽然没有看到
Today, even though he didn't see it,
但他知道昨天他看的那个景象很美
But he knows from yesterday
他突然间发现他没有那么太失望
So he was not as disappointed
因为他知道在大雾的后面有一个美丽的图画
Because he knows that there's a beautiful picture behind the fog
所以弟兄姐妹就像好像这位旅客一样
So brothers and sisters
当他还没有看过日出的时候，每一次的失败都会令他很失望。
So before he actually sees the sunrise, every failure seems to be a disaster for him.
当他看过了一次美丽的日出之后，以后的失败都没有之前那些失败带来的失望那么大。
But actually, when he has an experience of the real sunrise, and then the failure after that is not as much as bad as before.
为什么呢？因为他已经尝过，所以他知道。很好，所以他没有失望。
Why? Because he has tasted it and he has seen it.
那你说这跟我们有什么关系？我们都还没有上过天堂。
So you said, well, what does that have to do with me? We have not been to heaven before.
你知道主餐其实就是预表将来我们在天上有个很好的宴席。
So you know that the Lord's Supper is to help us to remember in the future we are going to do that in the heaven.
所以今天我们享受的这个。远远比不上将来的那一个。
So today, what we have today is not as good as what we are going to experience in heaven.
但是我们今天已经能够尝受到跟主同在，我们吃他的身体，喝他的血那种亲密的关系。
But we get a taste and a glimpse of how it's going to be like when we get to heaven.
所以弟兄姐妹，基督徒活着不是没有指望的。
So brothers and sisters, Christians, we don't live like someone with no hope.
因为我们知道在我们的前头，在我们的前方有个更好、非常好、无法去形容的一个美好的将来等着我们。
Because we know there's something good, better, and perfect, ahead of us.
所以盼望在今天的复活节里。
So I just hope that today, on the Easter Sunday,
等下当我们去领受圣餐的时候
when we come and partake the Lord's Supper,
你能够回顾耶稣为我们所做的事情
you can remember what Jesus has done for you,
你也来领受他的恩典
and you can receive his grace,
然后你有盼望的面对你的明天
and you have hope to face your future.
如果你还没信耶稣
if you have not accepted Jesus yet,
今天你也可以领受耶稣的恩典。
today you can receive the grace of God.
你只要心里跟他说，我愿意接受耶稣为我的救主和生命的主。
If in your heart you say, I believe and accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior,
这个恩典就是你的。
This grace is for you.
我记得在1993年我到以色列旅游。
I remember back in 1993 when I went to Israel.
然后我们参观了很多景点，其中去参观那个耶稣晚上在那里就是祷告的那个克西马尼园。
So we visited different places, and then one of the stops is to stop at the Garden of Gethsemane.
我记得当时领团的这个蔡春熙牧师呢，讲了一个见证给我们听。
So at that time, the pastor who was the leader of the tour told us a story and or a testimony.
当时他也有去，不过我估计他可能忘了。
I remember.
他还记得。因为我每次去跟他旅游的地方他都忘了。
OK, keep going.
那他就说呢，在香港有一位弟兄。
So he said there was a brother from Hong Kong.
医生就发现他的脑里面有个肿瘤。
So the doctor discovered there's a tumor in his brain.
最后决定要为他开刀的。
And then they decided they have to do a surgery or operate on his brain.
然后这位弟兄就问了。
So the brother asked,
开刀之后我的记忆会不会受影响。
So would the surgery affect my memory?
医生就跟他说有这个可能的。
And the doctor told him that that is possible.
而且挺大的那个几率，就是说。
So there's a high probability that you might lose your memory.
就是你会好像是一个失去了记忆，患了一个失忆症的人一样，你很多东西都会忘。
You'll be like those people who lost memory.
然后这位弟兄就祷告。
So this brother pray.
那主啊，求你让我什么都可以忘了。
So and he prayed that Lord, I can forget about everything.
但是千万不要让我忘了你。
But don't let me forget about.
我什么都可以忘了，但不要让我忘了你。
So I can forget about everything and anything, but except this one.
手术之后呢，他在医院疗养的时候。
And after the surgery, and he was recovering.
很多人来看他，发现他真的很多东西都忘了。
And a lot of people came visit him, and then he lost his memory.
很多来看他的人，他都不记得他是谁。
And a lot of people came to visit him, and then but he couldn't remember them.
问他以前的事情，他都想不起来。
And when you ask him about things in the past, he couldn't remember.
大家都很伤心。
And everyone was very sad.
一方面为他伤心，一方面也觉得就是挺难受，他是不认得我们了。
So they were very sad for him, and then thinking about he cannot recognize us anymore.
但就其实就像陌生人一样。
So it's kind of like strangers now.
然后这个时候有什么办法呢？其中一个姐妹就跟他唱一些圣诗来安慰他，就当他不认识一个不认识的陌生人来跟他唱歌。
So there was a sister tried to sing some hymns with him.
他们唱的其中一首歌呢，就是等下我们会唱的回应诗歌。
So one of the hymns that they sang is the one that we're going to sing later.
领我到独楼地。
Lead me to Calvary.
副歌的歌词这样说。
So in the chorus it says,
使我莫忘克西马尼。
Lest I forget Gethsemane.
莫忘我主痛苦受死。
Lest I forget thine agony.
莫忘我主仁爱慈悲。
Lest I forget thine love for me.
领我到独楼地。
Lead me to Calvary.
然后很奇怪，这位弟兄一边听了。
So as this brother listened to this hymn,
一边就掉下眼泪。
And he's crying.
那个时候大家都知道。
And then now they know.
原来主真的听了他的祷告。
God listened to his prayer.
这位弟兄很多事情都忘了。
This brother forget about many, many things.
但是他并没有忘了主耶稣。
He didn't forget about God.
弟兄姐妹，今天你我有没有忘了主耶稣呢？
So today have we forgotten about Jesus?
但我们也像这位弟兄一样，什么都可以忘，但千万不要忘了耶稣。
May we be like this brother? We can forget about everything.
今天我们可以把重担放下。
We can leave our burdens behind.
带着一个感恩的心。
Let's come with a grateful heart.
在这个复活节里。
On this Easter Sunday.
我们一起来到主的座前。
And come to the table of the Lord.
把我们的重担，把我们的罪担全放下。
Help us to leave the burden of sin and our burdens behind.
一起来领受他的恩典。
And receive his grace.
一起来仰望他给我们的盼望。
And then observe the hope that he has for us.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父，在此一刻，当我们众人来到你面前的时候。
Dear Heavenly Father, when we come before you.
求你让我们经历你的恩典。
Help us to remember your grace.
我们这里如果还有想要信耶稣的人，
If there are people here who wanted to accept you,
我 求你来赐给他们信心。
Give them faith.
让他们对你说，我愿意接受你。
Help them to say yes to you.
你也接纳他们。
Help, just pray that you will accept them.
主，我们感谢你赐给我们盼望。
We thank you for the hope that you have given us.
也求你让我们在今天去有盼望的面对我们的人生。
Help us to face our future with the hope in you.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.